Okay, so we are continuing on in the Memorom, Chelek Aleph, Perek Ches Ois Zayin. Ois Zayin is a bit longer, so we'll do it in presumably two or three Shiurim. So they'll be somewhat shorter, I guess. It's also a little bit of a tough concept. At some parts of it, so it's easier to do it in a few short shiurim rather than one or two long ones. So we'll start. Yikarim ukdeshim heim divrei Rambam. So he's going to now relate to the words of the Rambam, the Rambam's discussion in Perek Ches, that of what is included in the category of Yerushimayim. Because basically, as the Rambam described, right, Chazal say, "Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz miyirushimayim," and the Rambam goes to explain what is in that category of Yerushimayim, and what is in the category that stays in the hands of Shemayim, meaning, the Rambam we discussed at length, for example, the union of finding a shidduch. So the Rambam said that that is in the category of Yerushimayim, because there's a mitzvah of a person to get married. So therefore, according to the Rambam's understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved in Shidduchim. He doesn't get involved. It's part of your mitzvah. And therefore, it's out of God's realm, so to say. He gave that over to man. And we discussed this at length, different shittas in the Rishayim, and of course Makubalim, and that's, you know, we're not getting back into that now. If anyone wants to hear those shurim and didn't yet hear the shurim, if they send me a request, I'll be nether send them the links to those shurim. But basically the Rambam came out that it's like very, like, you know, basic natural stuff that's in Hashem's hands, of things that go on in the world, what we call, I guess, nature, that is in Hashem's hand, in Hashem's hands, but everything else He gave over to us, meaning, you know, we obviously could take nature, we could pollute nature, we could do things, we could use it, we could misuse nature, or we could use it in Avodas Hashem. So basically all the actions of man are given over to man to do, and they're all in the category of Yerushimayim. We can behave according to or with a level of Yerushimayim, with a recognition of Hashem and awe of Hashem, or we can behave chas v'shalom forgetting about Hashem and chas v'shalom going behefkeres. So Rabbi Yaakov Meir is going to go, obviously as usual, a bit deeper into the words of the Rambam here. Yikar mukdeshim em divrei Rambam. The words of the Rambam are dear and holy. Shakol nichnas b'Yerushimayim. That really everything is in the category of Yerushimayim. Uvechenim tluim bebechira, and they are dependent on the bechira, on the free choice of a person. Ki'av pishiyeshnam shleshet varim, because even though there are three things, mitzvah, chayva, urshus, we find there are three different categories one is things that are a mitzvah to do. In other words, you don't necessarily have to do them, but if you do them, you have done a mitzvah, you've performed a mitzvah, you gain, you get tzchar for it. And then there are things that are an obligation, a chayva, that a person has to do, which, you know, we would call it, maybe we would say mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah chiyuvis, is the mitzvah and chayva. And then there's things that are begeder rishus, that are neither a mitzvah or an obligation, but they're begeder rishus, you can do them. And it's up to you. And if you do them, those, like, what I guess you would call the mundane activities of a person, that don't fall in the category of a chayva or of a mitzvah. You know, if you want to look, you could look at the end of, that's really the end of Perek Ches in Maseches Saita. So you'll see the machlokes over there between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. These three different things over there, it's discussing milchama. You see, there's an idea of milchemes mitzvah, the idea of milchemes chayva, idea of milchemes rishus. You see, that's a good mishnah which you can point to see that these halachic these are halachic classifications that are found in this mishnah in Seita Perkes, the last mishnah. Now, even though of course it's a pasha division, but it's nice to see it in a mishnah. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Af pishayishnam shleisha dvarim mitzvah chay rishus, even though three types of things, there is mitzvah and there is obligation and there is rishus, which a person has permission to do. It'll be, for example, I guess eating is generally could be referred to as rishus. Is a rishus usually, right? If it's not the sudas of Shabbos or when there's a chiyuv to eat, so it's rishus. Mikol malkum gam ze bichlal. Halas divrei rishus limtsoi bohem tzad mitzvah chayva. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, here also, this in the category of elevating things of rishus to find in them a side of mitzvah and obligation. Kasher bira Rambam per kamishi, like we saw the Rambam explicitly state and explain in the fifth parak of this sefer. She yosim kavanosa bechol dover lesabevoy lemanatachlus hanifla shel asagas Hashem yisbarach. That all divrei rishus a person should do in order to bring him to the amazing tachlus of reaching Hashem. We discussed things over there, like the Rambam discussed playing sports and to for health reasons. You need to be healthy psychologically. You need to be healthy physically in order to serve Hashem properly. So if you're doing things, mundane activities, which are not a mitzvah mitzvah themselves, but you're doing them in order to boost your ability to serve Hashem, so then those divrei rishus become elevated to a level of avodas Hashem, to a level of mitzvah and chayva. Person eats, but he's eating not because he enjoys the food and not because, you know, he's eating because he needs to. He just eats enough to strengthen his body and to be able to learn and do mitzvahs and daven. So he's now elevated that food and that maisa achila to an aspect of mitzvah and will get schar for it. It becomes part of his avodas Hashem. And that we saw explicitly, the Rambam explains in Perek Hey. Now, parenthetically, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, Mepi kodshish rabbeinu rav zeich tzad v'kol shel v'rocha, from the mouth of, he's referring to Rav Kook. I've heard from Rav Kook. He says, Shamati, I heard from Rav Kook. Amasha beparshas Amolek siv. In Parshas Amolek it says, Machar anoichi nitzav al rosh hagivo, umate ho'elakim biyodi. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the mountain with the staff of Hashem in my hand. So, Rav Yaakov Meir, that's at the end of Beshalach and the Parshas Amalek, right, where Moshe says to Yeshua, "Bechar lanu anashim, choose for us men who will you know, go to battle, but say lachem Amalek and go to battle with Amalek. Machar, tomorrow, anoichi nitzav arosh hagiva, I will stand on top of the hill, umate lekiyodi, with the staff of God in my hand." And now Rav Kook says the word machar has a deeper meaning. Ki kol magamoso shel Amalek, he says, the whole purpose, the whole goal, the whole aim of Amalek, litkomem al mitzvah v'achoyva, is to rise up against the whole concept of mitzvah and of choyva, ulekarer es achamimus feisha Torah, and to cool off the varmkeit, to cool off the heat and the fire of the Torah. to cool off the fire of the Torah, and to bring everything. I've mentioned in the past, the Chayzim Elublin says that there are two types of Yetzaharas. There's the Yetzahara of Amalek and there's the Yetzahara of Bilam. Amalek comes to cool off the Yid from Torah Mitzvahs, whereas Bilam comes to heat up the Yid to get him to do an Avera, the Inyan of bringing him to Taiva, to Lus, where he mamish heats up, the Yetzer heats the person up, causing him to do Avera Chas V'Shalom. But Amalek is the Inyan of Asher Korcha Baderech, with Lashon of Krirus, they came to cool us off and to bring everything, says Rav Kook, to a level of Rishus. Not mitzvah, not chayva, but to bring down mitzvah and chayva and just say, no, it's all Rishus. Do whatever, you can do whatever you want. And this is hinted to by Rashi Tevus Shel Machar. It's hinted to in the Rashi Tevus of the word Machar. It's a Rashi Tevus for mitzvah, chayva, Rishus. And that's what Moshe told him. Sha'olav l'sakin is ha-machar. You need to be misakin the machar. Amole v'lahatos ha-koil l'kim. U'mate l'kim b'yodi. I'm going to go up tomorrow at the top of the hill with the mate l'kim, the staff of God. But the staff, the lashon in the Torah of mate, is also a lashon of turning something in a certain direction. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua that Amalek's whole shita is to take the mem ches and bring it down to the resh, to take mitzvah and chayva and to put it down into the resh. And that's the seder of the oisi is machar. And tomorrow we have to, when we fight them, we have to take that machar and be mate elekim biyodi, to be mate everything to the Rabbeinu Shalom, turn everything, including the rishus, turn it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Veitzel Pinchas Nehemar, and said Vayter of Kuk, said to Rabbi Yaakov Meisher, that by Pinchas it says, Vayikach Reimach biyodoi, he took the spear in his hand, Shebekan Usei Kines Hashem, Lemanas Yisrael, that through his zealousy of Hashem, right, for on behalf of Hashem, on behalf of Avas Yisrael, V'loi Kilisi Es B'nei Yisrael B'kinosi, like the Pasuk says, I didn't destroy the B'nei Yisrael in my kinah, right, because of Pinchas' Maisa Kanos, Ha-Yahu Ha-Hefech Me'Amalek. Pinchas was the exact opposite of Amalek. V'hele Gamas Rishus L'Mitzvah or Mitzvah L'Chayva. He elevated everything, elevated Rishus to Mitzvah and Mitzvah to Chayva. Rashi Tevis Shel Roimach. That's the Rashi Tevis of Roimach, the word used for spear, that Pinchas took in his hand the spear, Rishus, Mitzvah Chayva. He took the Resh Mem and he raised it up to Ches, the Rishus and the Mitzvah, raising it all up to Chayva. Ad Kan Divrei Kodshei, up to here, Rabbi Yaakov Meisher says, is what he heard from Rav Kook. That's all parenthetic, but working with the theme that the Rambam says, that all Rishus can be elevated and should be elevated to a level of Mitzvah and Chayva, to a level of Avodas Hashem. Ube'emes, says Rabbi Yaakov Meisher, really, gam avodas kodesh zu lahalas kol divrei rishus la'atram ba'ateres ha'kodesh l'mitzvah Hashem. Really, this holy avodah, to elevate all things of rishus and to crown them with the crown of the holy crown of the mitzvahs of Hashem, gam kein tluya ba'bechira ha'bechira, is also dependent on the clear choice of a person. Va'af gam ha'dvorim, meaning. That's also then in the level, it's part of the Bechira of a person. So therefore it's also in the category of Yir Shemayim. V'haf gam advar mativim sh'Rambam mitzayen esam. Even more, this is a big chiddush, Rabbi Yaakov Meisher said. Even the natural things that the Rambam is mitzayen otam l'dvarim she'en l'adam Bechira behem, that the Rambam marks them as things that a person doesn't have Bechira over, and that about them Chazal were mechavin, the Chazal intended when they say everything is in the hands of Shemayim, right? What's everything in the hands of Shemayim? All the natural things that are like not part of man's actions, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, even those things, zeh rak biyachas lepo'ula shel advar malalu shenasim v'nif'olim b'dei Shemayim. What the Rambam means and what Chazal mean is that the action itself of these things, they are only done by Shemayim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as far as goes the cause to the action, gam elu advarim tluyim beratzon. These things are also dependent on the ratzon, on the will of a person. Achloi beratzon shel kol adam, but not the will of every person. Ela beratzon hatzadikim, the will of tzadikim hayoidim leratzis is boiram, that know to appease their creator. So, for example, rain. Right, we know rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the key to himself. The key is not given over, right? That's not dependent on us. The action is not carried out by us. That action is a godly action. And on that, it says, HaKol B'dei Shemayim, for example. But the goyrim to that pu'ula, what causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring down rain or to hold back rain, is dependent on the ratzon of people, but not of all people, on the ratzon of tzaddikim who know to appease their creator. And in the klal of the tzaddikim who can affect this is the entire Jewish people, his holy nation, shenemra aleihem, who about them it is said, pasuk, famous pasuk at the end of Perek Samach, second to last pasuk, Pasuk Chaf Aleph in Perek Samech of Sefer Yeshayah, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim, right? Your nation, they're all Tzadikim. La'olam Yishu Aretz, they will inherit the land forever. Netzer Matoy Masi Yaday Lisboer, they're a shoot of my planting, my handiwork, in which to glory. So you see, Ve'amech Kulam Tzadikim, that all of Klal Yisrael is referred to as tzaddikim. Kolayim Hashem Hakadosh Shem Tamid Be'erkam Shel Tzaddikim Gemurim, meaning the holy nation, they're always on that level of tzaddikim gemurim, of complete whole tzaddikim. Gam im mitzad hagavon einam yushorim b'maseh, even if on the outside they're not straight in their ways, in their actions. We had a whole series of shiurim on this distinction. So we're not going to go into it now. We went into Barichas a while ago, and says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that even though this is the intent of the pasuk, right? You know, I noticed that in the Art Scroll translation, they translated "Va'amech kulam tzadikim," your people will all be righteous. It's like a nevuah on the asid that this will be in the future, but the pasuk, the Pshuta Shel Mikra is Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, is a current thing. It doesn't say Kulam Yehiyu Tzadikim. Your people, they're all Tzadikim. And that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is explaining. That even though on the surface we look at them and we see, unfortunately, that they're not necessarily straight in their actions, but inside they're really in the Bechin of a Tzadik Gomer. Anyone that's learned Maral, or a decent amount of Maral, must have come across this concept of Maral. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it's known, drew a lot of his mode of expression, especially in this Sefer, it's very obvious. Drew from the Maral Miprag. As a matter of fact, he used to give Shiurim in it. So that the Maral makes that distinction that by Klal Yisrael, Chet is always just b'mikre uvechitzoynis, which literally means it's like by chance, and it's only on the surface. It's external. Even though unfortunately it's pretty bad. You know, we don't. It's horrible to see Jewish people not doing Ratzon Hashem, whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaveir or Ben Adam L'Mokim. It's terrible. But it's really in the beginning of an identity crisis, meaning they've lost touch with themselves. But because they themselves, the Iker of a Yid is his Neshama. And the Neshama is pure, untainted, absolutely pure. But he's, unfortunately, has many, many layers of blockage that don't let him tap into his neshama, And thus, he's misbehaving. He's behaving in a way which really contradicts his essence. And that's the big yisoid of the Maral, and this is what Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying over here. By the Jewish person, the chet is just mikra and is superficial. Vatzitkus hu etzlam bekevo bepnimius, and the righteousness by them is the permanent and the innerness. That's the truth. The tzitkus is the truth. Lafichach gam beis galusam, and therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Meir, even in the time of their galus, Yerushalayim me'aviseim, it is an inheritance to them from their fathers, v'tamid heim netzer matoy, that they are always a shoot of my planting, matan nemon v'kadosh, they're always a faithful and holy planting, v'heim v'al yadam kol ma'aseh yaday, and it is through them, they themselves, and through them are all the actions of my hands. That's why he's learning that pasuk. Netzer matoy, masa yodai lispor. They are what's behind. They are my siyodai, and they are also the channel through what all the actions of my hands do. Or shall pia makol nase. It is through them, it is through the Jewish people that everything is done. Ula pele hadover shetamed ulispor. And for the the amazement of this thing, that they are always and continuously in a matzah of which is lispor, to bring glory. Ba'ofen, we're going to just read the first for those who have the sefer, the first few lines of this next paragraph, because I feel like these first few lines are a summary, and then it goes into like the next step. The next stage of this mimer, so we'll just read the first few lines. But oifen, in such an oifen, in such a manner, shahevdel bin advarm shabachir masrula adam advarm ativiyim shayna bachir masrula adam, that the difference between things that the bechira is given over to man, to the natural things where the bechira is not given over to the man. In other words, what's this hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim? What's the part that's in Shemayim's hands? Those are the natural things. What's the parts that are the Yerushamayim? That's all the actions of man. So what's the difference? According to what we just said, Masiyod Elispar, Klal Yisrael is behind everything, is behind even the natural things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does in the world. So what's the difference between these two categories? Hurak Bazeh, it's just in this. When it comes to natural things, the action and carrying out the rotzen of the tzaddikim is in the hand of Hashem. Meaning the actual action is in the hand of Hashem. He brings down the rain. He brings, whatever it is, the earthquakes and the natural disasters and whatever else. V'advarim shabechira masru la'adam, but the things that where the bechira is given over to man, gam etzem ha'pu'ula hi bidei adam, the very action itself is also in the hand of the person. This is the summary of what he just explained till now, is that ultimately it all comes down to man. Everything comes down to man. And something, the truth is that this is really already. Let's get a chumash over here. We find this yesod at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, right? Let's open the chumash. So in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasig Hey, right? The Pasig says, V'choyl siach asode, all the growth of the land, Terem Yibaretz, before it was in the land, V'chol Esev asode, Terem Yitzmach, and all the grass of the field before it grew, Ki loy himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, because Hashem Elokim didn't bring rain down on the earth, V'odom ayin, there was no person, Lavudes Adama, to work, and there was no person to work the land. So Rashi explains over there that really the everything was already in place, right? It says already early in the Psukim that the grass, the land, all these things were already really essentially created, but they didn't actually. Rashi's lashon is lo yotzu el al pesach hakarka amdu ad yom vav. They were like in a waiting state where they didn't go above ground. They didn't grow out of the ground until the sixth day of creation. V'lama, says Rashi, and why? Ki lo himtir, because he didn't bring rain. Umatam lo himtir, and why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring rain? The fisha adam ayin lavadis adama, because that's the end of the pasuk. For adam ayin lavadis adama, the fact that there was no man to work the land, ve'ein makir b'tevasan shel geshamim, and there's no one to recognize the goodness of Hashem bringing down rain. Uksheba adam v'yada shem tzarich la'olam, and when man came and he realized that necessity for the world, his spalaleim, he davened for them, the yardu, and the rain came down, v'tzamchilanas v'tshayim, and the trees and the you know, bushes and grass all grew. So there it is, that even this thing which is the rain, which is mamish bidei shemayim, it's only bischos adam. It's only it's up to man's tefilas. It's up to man's ma'isim tayvim. So it's on the one hand, it sounds like a big chiddush Rabbi Yaakov Meshach is saying, but on the other hand, it's like things that we really know. So this is very important to realize that Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyirei shemayim. That distinction is just in the way the action itself. But we still have to remember the Klal Yisrael has a gevaldige koyach v'amei kulam tzadikim. We have a gevaldige koyach that every single thing that goes on in this world is based on us. And possibly other tzadikim, if there's a goyim, another, if there are the, so obviously they also have a certain koyach. But the Klal Yisrael as a whole has this koyach in an automatic sense. We are tzadikim be'etzim. Not just tzaddikim b'mikra, tzaddikim be'etzem. And thus, our tefillos, our Torah, and our ma'asim tovim are what gives the blood, the chius, to the entire, everything that goes on in the world. That's a big responsibility we have. And as Hashem, we should use that and carry that responsibility in the best way possible. So, wish everyone besuras tovus, and look forward to being able to carry out our shiurim in person, as it was not so long ago. Kol tov, agutuik, shavua tov.